See, the way Upanishad presents the subject matter, through the two lakshanams, using two, tatastha lakshanam and swarupa lakshanam, Upanishad reveals the reality. Upanishad reveals the swarupam of the reality. And then, so the first mantra, tatastha lakshanam, you only understand briefly how all the beings which are existent have come into being from that reality, exist in the reality, and then go back into that reality. Like what? Like vispulingaha sarasrashaha, how, you know, these sparks, innumerable countless sparks, emerge from fire and then remain in fire, they resolve in fire. That was the lakshana. Then swarupa lakshana, it really told how that reality is not anything that forms a part of the universe. So anything which forms a part of the universe is what? An object of knowledge. And any object of knowledge, subtle or gross, which forms a part of the universe, is definitely subject to all the three possible limitations. So the very word Brahman, when you say, even though this mantra doesn't say that, I explained to you, that itself says, so Brahman is what? Reveals the swarupam of the reality. It means what? What is that reality then? Brahman is reality, means the reality imprinted with the word Brahman, which means limitlessly, incomparably big, negates what? Reality is not any of the objects which forms a part of the universe, or not the universe also, which is a constitution of all the objects. Reality, Brahman, which is incomparably, limitlessly big, is not any of the objects which forms a part of the universe, or which is not the universe, the constitution of all the objects. Why? Because everything is what? Subject to all the limitations. You know, the space which is free from spatial limitation is subject to other two limitations. What? Time limitation and object limitation. Therefore, what? Reality is not anything. Then what is that reality then? And here we say all these objects are what now? They have beginning, they have end, and they have what? Their forms. Every object has its own form. So everything is, now, like that, all the words, then it says very clearly, and every object is what? Dependent on some other light to be revealed, to come to light. There's no object in the universe, nothing in the universe has the capacity to reveal its existence by itself, reveal its presence by itself. There is nothing which is self-revealing here. Thanaga vilangira porul ondrume kedaiyadhu. There is nothing in this universe which is revealing by itself. You know that? Nothing. Now what about my body? Not. What about my mind? Not. What about the thoughts? What about the pranas? Nothing. Nothing in, no object, nothing, everything is object only here. No object, subtle or gross, is self-revealing. Means everything is dependent on something else to be known, to come to light. But in the prapancha irukkindra anaitham, than vilanguvadharku mattondre saarndhu than irukkirudna. Thanaga vilanguvad edhume. Nothing. That, how we'll see later on. Therefore, what is this reality now? The reality is divyaha, amurtaha. Divyaha means what? Self-effulgent. Self-effulgent means what? That which reveals, self-revealing. Self-revealing and self-evident also. That which is self-revealing. Thanaga vilanguvadhu. And we say, and that is, there's no form. Even though all the forms are that. Amurtaha. All the murtis, all the forms are reality. But reality is Amurta. It has no form. Formless. Why? It is pure knowledge, isn't it? And a formless, at the same time what? Amurtaha. Then Purushaha. Divyaha Amurtaha. Purushaha. It pervades everything. It fills everything. And sa bahya abhyantaraha. The reality has no outside and inside, but everything in this universe has outside and inside, and it fills everything. Therefore, what? It is all pervasive. Sabahyantaraha means ul veliyan rillama and engiyum irukkada solradhu. All the purusha all pervasive. Sabahya abhyantaraha has almost the same meaning actually. Everywhere it is. And then ajaha, it has no beginning. It is not born, because anything which is born is said to have what? Beginning, isn't it? But it is not born because it is has no beginning. Why it is ajaha na jayate iti ajaha? It is not born because it has no beginning. It has no beginning because it has no cause. It is uncaused, causeless. Reality is uncaused, causeless. Therefore, what now? But still, the reality, all the pranas, and the object which has pranas, all the reality, but reality has no prana. All the minds and the beings endowed with the minds are the reality, but the reality has no mind. All the impurities are not, no impurities outside of reality, but reality has no impurity. This is pure. In fact, this reality is what? Reality is the absolutely real vastu. Reality is absolute reality. Why? Because it is completely, it has independent existence. It is in fact, what now? It is in fact even param. Melanadana. Paratrikum melana param. It is superior to that maya shakti, which is the absolute power, which is the, you know, matter, which is the only original matter, which alone is, you know, which alone is the home of the entire, all the objects which constitute the jagat. So this is what he said. Then, you know, later on, this is what we finished, I think, last time. I think you have to read this mantra. Now, as I told you, the third mantra onwards, the first mantra is commented upon by the six verse mantras, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th. Seven mantras comment upon the first mantra. Comment upon first mantra means what? Commentary of the first mantra means what? Explanation of the first mantra. So, Tatastha Lakshmi is elaborately discussed. How? Through Karanakarya Prakriya. This is called Karanakarya Prakriya or Srishti Prakriya. The method of analyzing the creation or the arriving at the reality through the analysis of the creation of the universe. It's called Srishti Prakriya. Okay, the method of arriving at the reality through cause-effect methodology, using the analyzing the cause-effect system. Okay, Karanakarya Prakriya or Srishti Prakriya, two methodologies we say. What is a Karanakarya Prakriya means what? We say the whole jagat means what? Whole jagat means what? All the objects constitute the jagat. Every object which forms a part of the universe is what now? Is an object means any object has beginning, is born. Has a beginning means what? It has beginning means it has a cause. And every object is an effect. Therefore, what is this universe? The whole universe is constituent of causes and effects. Effects only. May all the effects constitute the cosmos, we say. But effect means what? Every effect has its own cause. And what is that cause? A cause which has another cause also. a given vastu, given thing, which is said to be a cause from the standpoint of its effect, is because it's also effect from its own cause. Everything has its own cause. Therefore, a cause which has a cause is said to be a relative cause. Okay? Sakarana karanam, we say. A cause which has a cause is said to be a relative cause. A cause which has no cause, uncaused, a causeless cause, is the absolute cause. Understand? No, we have relative cause and absolute cause. So what is this whole jagat? The whole jagat is constitution of effects and causes. Understand? No. Every cause is what? Dependent on some other cause. That's when you say, oh, we see a this shelf here. The shelf is an effect. It's a name of a given form which serves a given purpose to keep things and all that. And what is the cause here? If you take away the wood, the shelf will disappear. So wood is the cause. But wood also is a cause from the standpoint of the shelf. But the same wood from the log of big trunk of a tree is what? Effect. Where did you get this wood? A nice, you know, wooden. This, you know, boats, where did you get? They're all from what? The trunk of a tree. A big, huge trunk of a tree. And where is the tree from? Tree, the trunk, which is a cause with reference to this wood, is what? An effect in the standpoint of the tree. Isn't it? Like that, one cause has its own cause. So, cause which is dependent on some other cause for its existence is what's said to be a relative cause. A cause which has no cause, which is uncaused, a causeless cause, is the absolute cause. So here we say the whole jagat, which is constitution of causes and effects, are all from what? What is that cause, absolute cause of the universe? You know, that is Brahman. From that absolute cause alone, Brahman alone, everything has come into being. Elaborately discussed, no, Srishti is discussed. Is really Srishti real then? We are going to say later on, we are analyzing. Because we see that whole jagat. In our understanding, everything has beginning, everything is then, therefore what? Jagat is created for us. Jagat is a, universe is a creation for us. This universe, this cosmos, which we perceive, we transact, being part of the cosmos, for us, in our buddhi, is what? Creation. Universe is a creation. Because a creation, there must be who now? Creator. When I see the part, I deform it, definitely there's a pot maker. When I see the wooden shelf, there is a carpenter. When I see the gold chain, there is a goldsmith. So what? Because the creation, there must be creator. Isn't it? Like that, this understanding, our understanding, there is a creation. Therefore, the creation is now this analyzed now. What is this? It has all has come into being from that reality. So that is, and later on, we'll say everything has come from that beginning. We say this whole universe is what now? Nothing but the reality. All these waves which constitute the ocean have come into existence from the water when you say, and later on, that water is not the ocean. Water is not the wave. Water is not any of the waves. But every wave, all the waves, the entire ocean, nothing but water. When you say, you resolve the waves and the ocean in the water, then you say there is no creation, there is only manifestation. Padaippu kadayadu thotramena. Understand now? This understanding, the creation being not there, through analyzing this creation, through the analysis of the creation, you will arrive at the reality. You first say the whole jagat is a creation. And you say there is a creation and it has come from what? As a cause. Holy, creation means an effect. Effect means what? Has come from a cause. And thereafter what you say? You analyze this. Then you say this whole creation is that, then you arrive at the reality from which it has come into being, then you say the whole creation is that reality. Thereafter, having arrived at the reality through analyzing the creation, you will say, negate your understanding what? There is no such thing called creation, there is only manifestation. Understand? The creation is analyzed for what? To negate creation. That means when you start analyzing creation, creation is real for you. Later on, you will say there is no creation. Using creation, analyzing creation, you arrive at the reality, then you say there is no creation. This is the purpose of analyzing the Srishti. So, okay? That is what is given from when? From this third mantra to the ninth mantra. So, this is what now? Elaborate discussion of the first mantra. Okay? So, see the now third mantra. Etasmat. Jayate Pranaha. These are actual class, today's class, isn't it? We simply wasted time because to come back to the class. See, one week holiday means it takes so long what to come back.
It's good to be here.
Having come to the class also, it takes so long. 1 o'clock we are coming to the class. Look at this. Yetasmat jayate.
Yetasmat jayate.
So, ye pranaha,
manaha,
sarvendriyani cha, kham, vayur, jyotirapaha, prithivi, vishvasya dharini. He says, yetasmat means idil irindu. From this, etasmat means what? From this. From which? From this limit, incomparably, limitlessly big reality, which is formless, which is self-revealing, and which pervades everything, which fills everything, you know. Which is there, everything, which has no pranas, look at it, which has no prana, which has no mind, and which is pure, which is free from all impurities, and which is the, you know, which is the, actually, this more superior it in a, to even the absolute power. From this alone, he says, jayate. Jayate means what? Is born. Is born. When you say is born, you have to say everything is born, isn't it? So what all are born? He says, pranaha, manaha, sarva indriyani cha. When he says pranaha, manaha, sarva indriyani cha, this, all the subtle factors are mentioned. Pranaha, physiological functions. Manaha, all the thoughts constitute the mind. Sarva indriyani means what? Sarve indriyani, sarva indriyani. Karma indriyani, jnana indriyani, all subtle powers of perception, powers of knowledge, powers of organs of actions, all of them, everything is born from what? Everything has come into existence from this reality. Everything. He makes it very clear. Everything, all of them have come into being from this reality means this is one cause, many effects. Isn't it? Then not only these subtle factors, he says all the elements. He just goes to, straight away goes, all the elements. What are the elements? He has to say, come, come. In Sanskritam is another word for nabhas. Akashaha. Kham means space. That is why bird is called khagaha. You know that? Khe gachati iti khagaha. You know that? Why? Where does it move? Yengu poradana? Na? ஆகாயமான மாதிரி ஆகாய பறவை. ஓகே, வை? பிகாஸ் வை இட்ஸ் கால்டு ககஹ, தட் விச் மூவ்ஸ் இன் ஸ்பேஸ், ஓகே, நாட் ஆன் தி எர்த். இட்ஸ் கால்டு வாட்? ககஹ. கம் மீன்ஸ் ஸ்பேஸ். தென் வாயு, யூ நோ தி ஏர் எலிமெண்ட். ஜோதிஹி, ஜோதிஹி மீன்ஸ் லைட், பட் ஜோதிஹி மீன்ஸ் எஃபல்ஜன்ஸ். சோ வாட் இஸ் இட் எலிமெண்ட் விச் இஸ் ஆஃப் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் லைட்? ஃபயர். ஜோதிஹி ஆபஹ அப் வாட்டர், ஆபஹ வாட்டர்ஸ். சோ ஹியர் ஜோதிஹி ஆபஹ வாட்டர்ஸ். பிருத்திவி, பிருத்திவி எர்த் எலிமெண்ட். சோ ஆல் தி ஃபைவ் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ் ஹவ் பீன் பிராட் ஹியர். When you bring all the five elements, all the subtle elements and the gross elements, grossified elements, and the elementals are also understood there. All of them, everything jayate. Prithivi jayate, apaha jayante, should say. The word starts jayate when you say one singular verb, isn't it? But many things are mentioned here. So we have to understand what? Everything. Everything, each and everything of, no, things mentioned here, each and everything of the things mentioned here is born from this Brahman. Understand? And what is the Vish, this Prithivi, Vishvasya Dharini. No, Dharini means what? Dharati iti Dharini. Dharini, when you say supporter of the whole earth, no, the earth is the supporter of the universe. Why a supporter of the universe? Supporter means what? Water is the supporter of the ocean. Gold is the supporter of the chain. Supporter means sustainer. Sustainer means what? One who gives life, one who lends life, one who lends existence. How Prithivi is the supporter of all the universe? Because Prithivi, from Prithivi alone, what? Plants grow. Plants alone are what? Modified form of energy, which alone is food. No? For us, food which sustain the pranas. Prana sustain the living lives. Look at this. Prana sustain the lives of beings, living beings. And then food sustain the prana. Okay, and the plants sustain the food, and earth sustain what? The plants. So who is the sustainer? Kakiran. Na uyir kodutha kakirana Prithivi. So this Prithivi, sustainer of the entire universe, no, by this earth element, all is what? All, that's not important here. Hey, what is important is all the elements, the gross elements, subtle elements, and the elementals, not only them, even the subtler factors also, they all are born of this Brahman alone. Suddenly, do you put it before Yetasmat? Yetasmat means what? From this. It was talking about the Brahman. Now it says from this. And it said because that Brahman is what now? In fact, none other than this Atma, this Self, that Brahman, which is the cause of everything, which is formless, which is, no, which is no pranas, nothing, which pervades everything, that Brahman, none other than this Atma, and from this Atma, the Brahman alone, everything is born. It says, everything is coming to being. That means what? Brahman is the existence of everything. Brahman is the cause of everything. When you say everything has come in, is born of, that means pot is born of clay, means made of clay, means what does it mean? Clay is the cause. It is how Upanishad presents Brahman as what now? Okay, Brahman is the Jagat Karanam. What is Jagat then? Jagat is Karyam. Jagat is Karyam, the effect. Brahman is Karanam. Isn't clear now? So it talks about all the elements and the elementals all are born of that Brahman. Then it goes to the next one now. Not only this universe, look at this, it is talking about other worlds also now. Agnihi, మూర్ధా చక్షుషి చంద్రసూర్యో దిశః శ్రోత్రే వాగ్వివృతాశ్చ వేదాః వాయుః ప్రాణో హృదయం విశ్వం అస్య పద్భ్యాం పృథివీ హేష సర్వభూతాంతరాత్మా. సో వాట్ హీ సేస్ హియర్, అగ్నిః మూర్ధా చక్షుషి చంద్రసూర్యౌ దిశః శ్రోత్రే వాగ్వివృతాశ్చ వేదాః. When you say etasmat jayate, etasmat jayate, we should not seriously take this srishti. Whenever Upanishad talks about srishti, any discussion on srishti should not be taken very seriously. Why? Because, Mundaka Upanishad says, all these elements, every element, everything is born of that Brahman. Isn't it? You shouldn't take it very seriously. That means in other Upanishad we will say Srishti differently. That means what? Upanishad is not at all interested. Upanishad's aim is not to talk about how the universe has come into being. Please understand, it's a physicist's job, okay? He is struggling and he will be struggling throughout. We know that very well. How the universe has come into being will always be a mystery. Okay, within the realm of what has already come into being, one can exercise one's intellect, okay, and he'll crush one's intellect and come out with the new subtlest of this. There's one, many facts can be discovered, and we can also make use of whatever we discover. We can make our life more and more comfortable, but still we will be more with more and more what? The more comforts we have also, still it doesn't change our being, our lot. We'll always be the same. Without comforts also, we're unhappy. With comforts also, with more things also, we'll be unhappy, because that does not change. So, what I'm saying, I'm not saying you should not discover anything. Discovery of subtle facts are always within the realm of what is already. Understand now? How the universe has come into being. Upanishad is not aiming at telling us how the universe has come into being. Upanishad is not interested, is not in explaining how the universe has come into being. What is Upanishad interested in is that what is that without, okay, what is that without which the universe cannot exist. That is what Upanishad is interested in. That is why whenever there is discussion about creation, if we take it very seriously, then we will be very disappointed, because it differs from Upanishad to Upanishad. The srishti prakriya of every Upanishad is different from every other Upanishad. We should take it very seriously. Why? Because Upanishad is really not interested in explaining to us how the universe has come into being. It is only interested in making us understand what is that from which the universe has come into being. What is that with which the universe cannot exist at all? That we do not know now. Why is it not possible? Why can't I know? If I know what is that from which the universe has come into being, then I can try to understand furthermore how the universe has come into being. Know why? You will not be there after having discovered what is that from which the universe has come into being. You will not continue to be there to discover further how the universe has come into being. You means what? the mind will be resolved. That is why how the universe has come into being will always be a mystery. We are right, because why? You will be in fullness there itself. The mind itself is what? The problem is that from which the whole cosmos has come into being, that which the universe cannot exist at all, that which is unlinked to everything, is available for recognition only as what? The self. Where? As the truth of the mind. So the mind is the instrument of knowledge. The very mind will be resolved in discovering that which from which the universe has come into being. Isn't it? Therefore what? The mind is not the mind will be resolved means there is no mind anymore for you to analyze how the universe has come into being. எதிலிருந்து படைப்பு தோன்றியதுன்னு தெரிஞ்சுக்கிறதுலயே மனம் வந்து ஒடுங்கிடும். பரம்பொருள் மனம் ஒடுங்க மனமே இல்லைன்னு சொன்னா எங்கிருந்து எப்படி இந்த உலகம் தோன்றியதுன்னு வர்றதுக்கு மனசு இல்ல. தட் இஸ் வை ஹவு தி யூனிவர்ஸ் ஹஸ் கம் இன் டு பீயிங் வில் ஆல்வேஸ் பி எ மிஸ்டரி. வி டோன்ட் நீட் டு நோ ஆல்சோ. இட்ஸ் கிளியர் நவ். வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் திங் டு நோ. யூ டோன்ட் நீட் டு ரியலி வெரி ஸ்ட்ரகிள் மச். Because that itself is a fulfillment. That itself is accomplishment in knowing what is it from which the universe has come into being. How it has come, you can never know. You don't need to also. That is why what Upanishad really is not interested in that. Is it clear now? I made very, very clear. That's why Upanishad talks about Srishti means what? Understand, chumma kada, don't believe anybody says anything. All stories, okay? All simply emotional blackmailing. Very clear. What about you talk about fundamental particles and that and these neutrons and protons and how they become and then magnetic waves and all those, all are within the realm of what is already. Understand? How rice is cooked and becomes cooked food, we know. Understand? It is from paddy, we know. Paddy is sown, you know. But what happens and how it comes, how it sprouts, that is certain things, always will be mystery. But here, how the universe has come into being, that will always be a mystery. The Upanishad is not interested in talking about it. Why Upanishad is not interested in talking about it? And what Upanishad says also is only just helps to arrive at. Whenever Upanishad talks about the Srishti, the aim of the Upanishad is to help you arrive at what is that from which the universe has come into being. Once you arrive at what is it from which the universe has come into being, you accomplished. You have discovered fullness. Having discovered fullness, what? What you lack there? Understand?
Where is that you then?
Eh?
You said you have discovered fullness. Where, what happens to the you? The you?
No, you are resolved in fullness. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Discovered fullness means what? You means the mind which has discovered fullness. It's the you here. Understand now? As a result. Nothing, there is nothing. That is why there will not be a need for you to discover, to know how the universe has come into being. There is no need for you to discover how the universe has come into being from that reality. And it is impossible for you to discover how the universe has come into being without knowing first what is that from which the universe has come into being. How can I talk about the making of bread, how to make bread without knowing what is wheat flour? How much I talked to you about the making of wheat bread, if you do not know what is wheat flour, it's a use, isn't it? What is that out of which it is made? if it is not very clear, how much I say, how to make it? I say, there is a wheat flour. Take that wheat flour, mix it well, add some butter, and add some, no, some, no, let's see, what is that?
Yeast.
And put in this then, and put, what I say, everything looks nice for you. Is it very clear? What do you understand? Because I don't even know what is wheat flour. Understand? Similarly, without knowing what is that from which the universe has come into being, it is impossible for one to understand how the universe has come into being. And Upanishad says, once you know, first of all, what you have to understand, what is that from which the universe has come into being? Once you arrive at what is which has come, from which the universe has come into being, that itself is what? Then there will not be need for you to discover how the universe has come into being. There will not be a need. Why? Because there nothing is coming, nothing comes into being, nothing goes back. You will understand there is no creation, there is only manifestation. This is what miracle. Understand now? This is what the miracle. There is no other miracle than this. This is what Upanishad, the knowledge is the miracle. My God, 3D. Now you see something, isn't it? Wonderful. Then this is a miracle for us. This is what is real miracle. It puri vechirudhu. Oh my God, there's no creation. There's only just the manifestation. You know, that is vision. Isn't it? That is what Upanishad is mirror, we say. So it starts now. Krishti prakriya. As what Upanishad accepts our perception. What is our perception now? Upanishad, Shruti, Mata never denies your perception. You are wrong. Doesn't say that. You are wrong. There is no creation. There is only man which says we will run away from Upanishads. So Upanishad, as though it accepts our perception, without, because Upanishads, your perception is right from your standpoint. What is your perception? There is universe. This universe is a creation. Yes, this universe is a creation. But you know, where has it come from? It starts like this. What is it born of? It starts like that. Accepting your perception from your standpoint, without denying your perception, Upanishad is going to take you to its standpoint to make you see the fallacy in your perception. It has to take us to its own standpoint. Come on, come and see from here what I say is, what I say is more right than what you say. What you say is not wrong from your standpoint, from your perspective. Come and see from my standpoint. Understand? That is what Upanishad is aiming at. But because initially it says we won't be interested in Upanishad. Upanishad is something, because it's not accepted for our reasoning. Because we cannot think more. Upanishad has to help us to become subtle mentally, to appreciate much subtler fact what is revealed by Upanishad. Isn't it? So it starts like that. Therefore what it says now, etasma jayate sarvam, etasma jayate, ella ingirunda varudhu. It says, everything is born of this. Then he says now, agnihi, say now, Agnihi Murdha Chakshushi Chandra Suryo Dishaha Shrotre Vag Vivritascha Vedaha Vayuhu Pranaha Hridayam Vishwam Asya Padbhyam Prithivi. Yehi, you know, he, Yeshaha, Sarvabhuta, Antaratma. Okay, now he's jumped, no? When he said, what is that reality? What is that reality? Anda Paramparul. Look at it. When he said that reality is what? Brahman. limitlessly, incomparably, limitlessly, big, free from all three limitations, time, space, and object limitations, which is formless, which is self-revealing, which is self-evident, self-existent, no, which has no pranaha, which has no manaha, which is no mind, no pranas, no, which pervades everything, which remains filling everything, and which is in fact, which is more absolute than the absolute, which is the cause of even, which is more superior to even the absolute power, which alone has become the universe. Right? So that reality is what now? Nothing but this Atma. This Atma means what? This Self. This Self means what? This, the truth of this individual. That reality, with reference to Jagat, when you say, the reality of the Jagat is what? Brahman. That reality of the Jagat Brahman is what? The same, the reality of this individual also. Reality of this individual, the one who wants to know, not the individual, who is an individual here? Who is a Jivaha here? Individual is what? Individual is this, a being, it's a combination of what? Body, mind, sense complex. Sthula Shariram, Sukha Shariram, Manaha, Buddhi, Chittam, all these things are there. And with this, a living being, there is a thought also with the mind. What is that mind? The mind endowed with the notion, wrong notion about the self. One thought in the mind of an individual makes an individual. Look at this. What is that thought? No, the wrong notion about the self. The self is born, self is subject to. When you self means what? When you say I, isn't it? What is this I? We say I is the self. Then the self of, what is the actual self here? So we've seen, I is a thought, and thought also has come into being from what? Now the content of that I thought is what? Is the self. Self of what? This individual. Self of every other being. Self of the entire universe. Content, what is available for recognition of the content of the I thought is the self of the individual. Self of the mind. Self of the total individual. Self of every other being. Self of all the non-living and living things. Self of the entire cosmos. That self is what? That's why we say self means what is available, this reality is available for recognition only as the self. Isn't it? Self means as the content of the I thought. That is why what now? I is the nearest. That's why Etasmat. That reality, which is the reality of this individual also, which is available for recognition as the self, from this reality alone, what? Everything has come into being, he said earlier. Now he says, what is the self? He says, which is the self means antaratma. Look at this. Antaratma means what? Atma means the self. Atma means the self or what? No, all pervasive reality. Atma means what? All that which pervades everything is Atma. The reality which is all pervasive, which pervades everything, which is available for recognition only as the self, as the content of I thought is what? Antaratma. Antaratma means what? There is no Bahiratma. Understand now? Everything Antaratma means what? Antaratma means reality which is not available for recognition as an object external to the senses, which is available for recognition only as the subject, okay, as the innermost, in the self of everything. That means what? Antaratma. Antaratma means it is, because it is not available for recognition on object, it is available for recognition as a subject. That is why it is said to be what? Antaratma. This Antaratma is what in fact? Yeshaha Sarvabhuta Antaratma. The reality is what? The self of every being here. Every being means a living thing and also a non-living thing. You shouldn't miss that. Sarva Bhuta Antaratma means we think only of the living things. No. The self of all the beings, all the objects, living and non-living things. Self means what? Which pervades everything. Is it clear now? The Sarvabhuta Antaratma, Yeshaha, then he says, therefore what now? If everything is that, so reality, this Atma, the Brahman, the reality is not the Jagat. Why not the Jagat? Now how do you understand? If everything has come into existence, is born from this Brahman, the reality, then what is Brahman? If a pot is born of clay, when you say, pot has come into existence from clay, if you say, what do you understand now? Clay is the cause. Look at this. If pot is what? An effect. Therefore, everything, when you say everything has come into existence from this Brahman, from Brahman, okay, Atma, when you say, then what is the cause now? Brahman is the karanam. The universe is what now? Karyam. Universe is the effect. First understanding, first step. Now you have made Brahman the cause, universe the effect. Why? Because it's come from Brahman. Isn't it? First you have to understand. By saying this, Upanishad makes you understand what? Brahman is the karanam. Jagat is the karyam. Why? Because it has come into being from Brahman. If it is cause, the next lower it says no. Then is cause the effect? Is water the ocean? Is pot, is clay the pot? No. Clay is not the pot. Water is not the ocean. So what now? Is Brahman the universe then? No, Brahman is not the universe. Brahman reality is not the universe. But what, okay, if water is not the ocean, but what about ocean? Ocean is nothing but water, everywhere is water. So also what now? Here also what now? Like Brahman is not the universe, but everything in this universe is nothing but Brahman. Okay, first he says, there are first step, then he says, he goes, okay, Brahman is not the universe, but the universe is nothing but Brahman. He had to remember what? Clay is not the pot, but the pot is nothing but clay. Thereafter, is there a distance between cause and effect? You have to say, cause is not the effect. If first you have to say, that from which something has come into being is the cause. That which has come into being is the effect. Therefore, if Brahman is that from which everything has come into being, Brahman is the cause, universe is the effect. First step. What is the next step now? If cause is not the effect, but the effect is nothing but the cause. Therefore, Brahman is not the universe, but the universe is nothing but Brahman. And next step, next thing. There is no distance between cause and effect. Third thing, isn't it? There is no distance between cause and effect. There is no distance between clay and pot. There is no distance between water and ocean. There is no distance between gold and chain. So what? There is no distance between Brahman, the reality, and the universe. So what now? Brahman is not... Brahman alone is in the form of the universe. Brahman is not the universe. Brahman alone, Brahman the reality alone, Brahman the reality, which is the Atma, which is the content of I thought, which is the truth of reality of the individual also, is not the universe. Reality alone is in the form of the universe. Universe is not, Brahman is not the universe, but Brahman alone is in the form of the universe. So what? The entire universe is what? Brahman, the reality. The entire universe is Brahman, the reality, which is the all-pervasive self, Atma, Antaratma. Therefore, what I can say now? The whole universe is the form of the Atma. Now you have to slowly bring in what now? Ishwaraha. If there are only two things of cause and effect, you know, of the two, cause is independent of the effect. Effect is different on the cause means, effect has cannot be counted as a second object. Therefore what? Effect is another order of the same reality. Effect is mithya, cause is satyam. Therefore Brahman is satyam, jagat is mithya. Isn't it? That means, the satyam is what? The Lord. There is no other Lord other than the satyam. The mithya universe is nothing but satyam Brahma. Satyam Brahman is not mithya in jagat. Therefore, who is the Lord here? Who is Ishvara here? There is no other Ishvara, there is no other Lord other than this Brahman, the reality. If Brahman is the reality, Brahman is the reality, is the Lord, Brahman is the Ishvara, then we have to say what now? The whole universe is Brahman, means the whole universe is the reality, the whole universe is the Lord. Ishvara is called Virat Rupam, Vishwarupam. Purudayapana Vishwarupam na? What is Vishwarupam of Bhagavan? Vishwasahasranam we studied only for that. Vishwarupam. Vishwarupam of the Lord means what? Vishwarupam of the Lord means Vishwam is the Rupam of the Lord. Okay? Vishwarupam of the Lord means what? Vishwam is the Rupam of the Lord. In what form is the Lord? Lord is in the form of the universe. The whole universe is the Lord. Vishwam eva rupam yasya. Saha vishwa rupaha. Vishwam eva rupam. What is the form of the Lord? Universe is the form of the Lord. Therefore, every form is what now? Lord's form. Every form is the Lord. But the Lord is formless, amurtaha. But every form is what? The Lord. Therefore what? Every form is the Lord. It's only what now? Manifestation. There's no creation. Thotunda, enga poi creation? Because for one to create, for something to be created, one must be away from, outside of the vastu. Understand now? I must be sitting here, holding a ball of clay in my hand, and with the, no, then I ball clay is separable from me. Somebody can come and, no, snatch a ball of clay from me, they may try to make. Separable. If the material is separable from the maker. Look at this. If the material is separable from the maker, is it clear now? Then creation is possible. Because the material is inseparable from the maker, there is no creation. It's only manifestation. Is it clear now? It's a very important thing. Maker-material separation is there, separable. If the material has independent existence outside of the maker, then creation is possible. Really speaking, there is no maker. Understand now? Other than knowledge, other than reality. There is knowledge, there is reality, there is just the reality. Reality, which is pure knowledge. And knowledge, it is unmanifest knowledge is what? It is just the knowledge which is reality, is unmanifest. There is unmanifest universe. Okay? Knowledge is manifest. There is universe. Universe is knowledge manifest is the universe. Okay? Knowledge unmanifest universe is the unmanifest knowledge. In the unmanifest, what? Unmanifest reality. Parampurul arivaha irikkindana. It became very clear. Don't worry now. I think I'm so clear when I say what I'm saying. I'm so clear. I see what I say. For you to see what I see, you have to wait. Okay? At least listen to me this. Because maker, material, therefore what? Maker is the reality. And material is not away from the maker, the reality. Understand now? Therefore what? Whole universe is only manifestation. There is no creation. Look at this. Steps. Rainbow steps. I got it now. I got it. Very simple, isn't it? Like, not many steps. Just only few steps. There's no different distance between... There's no... Creation is non-separate from the creator. Therefore what? There's no creation. If the creation is separable from the creator, there is creation. The carpenter came, you gave some money, he brought the wood, he paid for the labor also, you know, he brought all the nuts, tools, sahakari, you know, karnam also he brought. He also brought what? No? Upadana karnam. He had them, okay, karnam, and he made and has gone back. He left this shell behind. If it is not, then he would have taken the shell back with him. Then what is the use of making it? Isn't it? That is why there is a creator creation. Separability is possible if the material is away from the maker. Maker means what? We think of a maker, like a carpenter, like a goldsmith, like that. No such creator, okay? No reality. There is no maker outside of reality. There is no illuminator outside of the sun, outside of light. Isn't it? So there is no maker outside of the reality. There is no material also away from the maker, the reality. Therefore what? There is no creation. There is only manifestation. What is there is just Ishwaraha. What is there is the reality. All that is there is Brahman alone. In the form of the universe. Vishwarupam. Vishwameva rupam yasya sah Vishwarupaha. Vishwarupaha. Is what? Vishwanathaha also. Lord of the universe is in the form of the universe. The one who has the universe as his form. What is the form of the Lord? Universe is the form of the Lord. Who is the Lord of the universe? The one who is in the form of the universe is the Lord of the universe. Namasumma arukmattam. Vishwam sattu Vishwanathana sulva. Vishwarupaha also we say, Vishwanathaha also we say. That is why we are very flexible. Understand now? There is no problem. Vishwarupaha ye Vishwanathana. Vishwanathan yaranna. Prapancha uruvil irikkiravane prapanchatin thalaivan solluva. That is why there is no difficult for us. There is no difficulty. It's not very easy. If Vishwanathaha is somewhere different, then you have to search. And it is a non-verifiable belief. If Vishwanathaha is Vishwarupaha, when you say, Lord of the universe is in the form of the Lord, the one who is in the form of the Lord, universe means what? Verifiable fact. So, the whole universe is the form of the Lord. What is the name? Lord here? Virat. Say now. Virat means what? Vividham rajate iti virat. The one who shines is many variety. Palveraha vilanguvana. Vilanguvana yeduvo. Aduk perna virat virajangiradu. The only water which shines as many waves is with reference to ocean is virat. That which shines as many. Many means what? Subtle, grass, mobile, immobile. No, that which shines as anger, which shines as jealousy, which shines as hatred, that which shines as emotional problem, that which shines as solution, that which shines as gross and subtle and cut, everything. Isn't it? Viraj. This is the subtlest fact about the Lord, isn't it? That is why we can worship everything. There is no being is insignificant according to Veda Shastra. Every being is very important because everything is Ishvara. Nothing which is not Ishvara. Vishwarupam. Understand now? Virat means, now the Upanishad presents, now poetic expression comes. Okay, whole universe is the Virat, Vishwarupaha, the Lord. Okay, the whole universe is nothing but the reality. Whole universe is nothing but the reality, the Atma, the all-pervasive reality. Then we want to present. What about the? So now we have to say, we not only this universe is a known world, there are also unknown worlds. What are the unknown worlds? You know, we said about the Swargam, you know. We talk about other higher worlds also. There are so many Upanishads. In fact, our Veda presents 14 lokas. Chaturdasha Bhavanani. Know that? 7 above, 7 below. 7 up, 7 below. So, what I'm saying, all the worlds above, unknown worlds. So, all the unknown higher lokas, better pleasures, more pleasures. So, all the worlds also what now? Our Upanishad says, come on, whether you have gone and seen America or not, it is not outside of the universe. Isn't it? Similarly, whether you have gone and seen this heaven or not, there is whatever loka exists, any world exists, which is imperceptible, which is not within, which is, even if anything exists, okay, everything is what? Nothing is outside of this reality. That is the most beautiful thing here. Why, what to talk of heaven and all those things? You don't need to go and see America to know. America also has what? Space. America also has space. America also has earth. America also has all these things. Any place, you know, even if you don't go, even if you don't know about Australia, you can make out. You don't need to go and see really what is there, no? You know, all are elements. Similarly here, whatever is the loka, even unknown lokas, unknown worlds, swargadi lokas, they're also what? Lokaha, they're also objects of knowledge. Because there are not many subjects of knowledge. Understand now? The subject of knowledge happens to be one and the only reality. Understand now? Which is known, implied by the word Brahman, which is also known by the word Atma. There is no other knower. The knower, there is no second knower other than the reality. The knower with reference to any object is what? Atma, Brahman, the reality only. So what about any objects of experience, any objects of knowledge? Objects are objects, material only nature. Any object, known or unknown, subtle or gross, is material in nature. There is no knower, okay, that material object or the matter is not outside of the reality. The knower. There is no knower other than the reality. Look at this. Which is what you have to understand, the very easy thing to understand. Any loka, any object, subtle or gross, known or unknown, is what? Material in nature. Okay? And any object is material in nature is what? Not away, not outside of the knower. There is no other knower. Okay? There is no knower outside of the reality. Here it is all what now? The known, knowledge, knower in one reality. Understand now? Therefore we say, the Virat means what? Vishwarupaha. Vishwam is the Virat. And the whole universe is Virat. Vishwarupam, Vishwam is Vishwarupaha, the Lord. Therefore what he says now, those Agnihi, Murdha. So he wants to say Agnihi literally means the fire, and here the word Agnihi means what? The heaven. Agnihi stands for the heaven. Agnihi literally means fire. Here Agnihi means heaven, the higher worlds. And what is the heaven here? Heaven is nothing but the head of this Virat Purusha. You now personify. In fact, to understand Purusha Suktam, you understand this mantra. This mantra is the content, vishyam, subject of the entire Purusha Suktam. Okay. Please tell me if you are hungry, you have to stop me, okay? I'll stop this mantra, okay? I'll stop this. Okay, at least let me do something. Today started, I haven't started the class. So, Agnihi Murdha. See, you personify now. Who is Vishwarupa? Give it personification. Imagine, is visualizing the whole universe as Bhagavan, and you personify that Bhagavan, the Lord, as Virat, Vishwarupaha, one who is the mom of the universe. And what is the head of this Virat Purusha? Universe is, the head of the Virat is what? Heaven forms the head of the Virat. See, Virat has no head. Please understand. Virat has no head. Understand? You want to personify, visualize. Head is what? Is the Virat. Head of the, you know, heaven is the head. Agnihi Murdha, Murdana Talai. Virat has no head. Okay, there is no head. All the heads are Bhagavan. Bhagavan has no head. But here we say, we personify it. Agnihi Murdha. Heaven is the head. Chandra Suryo Chakshushi. Look at this. Sun and moon are two sources of light, are the two eyes of this Virat Purusha. Just a poetic expression, okay? In fact, that is why Shiva is called Trimbakaha. There we say what? Three sources of light. Sun, moon and fire are three eyes. Lord is the whole. Same meaning. So look at Vishnu or Shiva, what is there? Understand, the whole universe is what? Bhagavan. Bhagavan's form. And what is the head then? Heaven is the head. What are the eyes then? We call Shiva three eyes, okay? Not two eyes. Because we want Vishnu has two eyes. So sun and moon. What was Shiva? Sun, moon and fire. One more we add, that's all. So just different. Why three sources of light are the three eyes? Bhagavan has no eyes. But we give Bhagavan, the formless Bhagavan, a form. It's our mind. We do that. We personify. A formless reality, we personify. Chandra, Surya, Chakshushi, two eyes. Then what about all these quarters of all the directions? Dish means one direction. All the directions, no? North, west, all eight quarters. Eight quarters are what now? Space, isn't it? Space covers all the eight quarters here. And here, all the eight, all the entire space is what? Space is what? The source of space has the gunam of sound, isn't it? So we say, Bhagavan's ears, no? All directions are what? Ears. It's a person, you just imagine. Can you imagine? Very difficult. Dishaha Shrotre, Bhagavan rendu kaadana, disaigal ella rendu kaadugala. That means what? Bhagavan has no ears. What are his ears? Bhagavan has no form. I want to give him a form. What is the head? Bhagavan has no head. But I want to say, heaven is the head. Bhagavan has no eyes. But I want to give him eyes. Two moon, sun and moon, two sources of light are the eyes. Bhagavan has no ears. But no, I want to give him ears. all the directions are the ears. Dishaha, Shrotre, two, Rendu Kaad, Ennanna. Yella Dishaglam, Bhagavande, Rendu Kaadugal. Just, it's Purushottam, what Purushottam says. Virat description is called, it's for, also people take it as Upasana, make Upasana Mandrava. It's called Saguna Brahma Upasana also. When you visualize Bhagavan in this form, you know there's a fact about Bhagavan, isn't it? Reality is there's no Bhagavan, there's no Ishvara, there's no Lord other than the Paramparul. Meipurul allade vere kadavul enge enna. And this is no, very, that's why people, this is such a highly rational thing. There's no Lord other than the reality. Sitting somewhere. Our Swamiji says, interfere into your privacy all the time. Now, Bhagavan is least bothered, so he doesn't interfere into anybody's privacy, intrude into any's privacy. He gives complete freedom. That means what? There's no Bhagavan other than reality. There's no Lord Isha other than reality. So the whole universe is the reality, means the whole universe is the Lord. So Lord has no form, all the forms are the Lord. But still I want to personify, means what? The heaven is the head. Chandra, Surya, Shnetre, Dishaha, Shrotre, all directions are the ears, Bhagavan's ears. Yes. Then Vivritascha Vedaha, all the elaborate, no, the storehouse of not the Vedas are the speech. Simply. Bhagavan does not speak. Look at this. Lord does not speak. My God. Lord does not utter one word, does not speak at all. All the words are Bhagavan. To say that nicely, what? No. But I want to personify, mean personification, Bhagavan has to speak something. What is his speech? Vak, what is speech? Vedas are the speech. Nice, isn't it? Very beautiful to look at this. Isn't it nice to know this? Then Vayuhu, isn't it something nice to know? Yeah. So Vayuhu Pranaha. Hey, what is Prana? If Bhagavan is given a form, he's not dead, okay? He's alive, like us. So we want to see, what is the Pranaha? The air element is the Prana. The air element itself is the Prana. Physiological stands for physical functions of the Lord, the whole. Hridayam Vishwam. Asya Hridayam Vishwam. In the universe, the heart. Because heaven, we had to include all the 14 worlds, no? Before what, no? He says, this universe. This universe is what? The heart. In fact, here Vishwam, Vishwaha, this Bhuloka is what now? Heart. No? Of all the 17, Bhuloka is the heart. Then he says, Padbhyam Prithivi, what about the earth then? Earth is the feet. Earth stands for the feet of Bhagavan. Understand now? Yeshahi Sarva Antaratma, and this Bhagavan, this Lord, this Brahman, this Atma, this reality is what now? Sarva Bhuta Antaratma. Anaitukullum Nirambi Irikindra Paramburul. Antaratma, that which is the reality of everything. And which is a self of, like, available for recognition, the self of everything, one's own self is what now has no form. Understand now? The whole Jagat is Virat. When you say whole Jagat is Virat, means what? All that shines as varieties and many. Now, when you say shines as object, means what? Which you have to include your own body which shines, which mind which shines mind which is known as an object. Isn't it? Everything is what? Everything is that only. Etasmat jayate. From this, everything is born. If everything is born of from that, born is what? As a beginning. Anything which has beginning is what? An effect. Effect means what? It has a cause. So what is the cause? Brahman is the cause. What is universe? Effect. Understand now? If Brahman is the cause, universe is the effect. Now you have to understand, what is the logic there? Cause is not the effect. Effect is one thing but the cause. Therefore, Brahman is not the universe. Universe is Brahman. First step. There is no distance between cause and effect. Therefore, there is no distance between reality, Brahman and the universe. Cause alone is in the form of the effect. Similarly, Brahman alone is in the form of the universe. Brahman is not the universe, but the universe is nothing but the Brahman. Therefore, what? If the material is separable from the maker, then creation is possible. Is there a creation? No, there is no creation. Why? The made is not separable from the material, and material is not separable from the maker, and there is no maker is not separable from the reality. Therefore, what? There is no creation. There is only manifestation. So what? Whole jagat is what? Reality. So who is the Lord? Lord is Vishwarupaha Virat. Okay. Is it clear now? What about other worlds? Come on, reduce all the worlds as what? Head. Nothing is outside of him. Nothing is outside of the reality. Unknown worlds, I don't know about Swargam or Narakam. Don't worry about anything. Okay. All the unknown worlds are reality, which is you. Okay? This Atma. Head. Space.
Heaven.
Heaven is Bhagavan's head.
Heaven is the whole of the other worlds.
Everything. You had just all unknown worlds. Space is nothing but his ears are directions. Sun and moon are the eyes. This world is the heart. Prithvi is the feet. Come on. Which is not Bhagavan now? Gone. Oh, class is over. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva.